Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode...
This many.
Episode 84 of Batmania 66. This morning's episode, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Episode of...
Ben, they can't see you at all. And you can't see them either. Are you seeing people?
I see...
Dumb people. Ben, that's not nice to say to me and Val. Val's here.
Yes.
Hi.
Val's here. Today's episode is Batman displays his knowledge, which Holly thinks is dirty for some reason.
He's displaying his knowledge.
Right, his knowledge is just flopping everywhere. It's
all
terrible.
Over.
There was a fair amount of bat junk.
There was a decent bat bulge this time.
And, yes, right by this one lady's head, which disturbed me.
It was like she was leaning in.
She was speaking into the mic,
just like us.
It was like the reverse of Goldie from Vaughn and the Villains.
Oh, man, Goldie LeMay.
Which...
Who was Goldie Dismay for me?
Someday, when I actually do end up doing transvestite burlesque, I'm going to call myself Goldie LeMay.
Not Tuna Febreze.
No, that's your drag name.
I know. I just want everyone to breathe happy.
I like it. Mine was Trixie Hobbitses, and then I named my dog that.
So your dog's a drag queen?
Duh.
Obviously.
Except
stupid fat hobbitses.
Hates it. but she won't put on clothes, so she's not a very good drag queen.
I feel like we could fix that. Anyway, shall we get to the episode?
What episode? Oh, yeah, we watched an episode. So, Batman displays his knowledge. Valerie, as our guest, it is your honor to tell us who the villain was and what the villainous plot of the episode was. Plot. This episode had a plot.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of confused by what you're asking me to do because...
What is Catwoman's villainous scheme?
I believe after taking several hits of acid, she's decided to steal some cat's eye opals or something.
Batagonian cat's eye
opals. Patagonian.
No, not Patagonian. Batagonian.
Oh, God.
See, Val, where are you going? Val, come back. We still have a podcast.
I know.
Val just crawled into a bottle she may never crawl out of.
Am I the genie?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why we got to rub you the right way.
Well, you'd be the first.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Pussy.
Sex. And then she tries to fence... What she stole to, Fencing Freddy the Frenchie?
No.
French Freddy's Fencies.
See, it doesn't even matter at this point. The point is that he's a fencer, he's French, and he deals in stolen goods.
And she sells seashells by the seashore. It was French Freddy's Fencing Academy.
That's what I said.
No, it's really not.
I think so, Val.
I don't care. He's just some French bastard.
So when our episode begins...
Val not pro-French.
No.
You heard it here first.
I'm not. Or at least the English part of my personality is very anti-French. Stupid French frog-eating bastards.
Cheese-eating surrender monkeys. They,
It's true. The cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
It's a Simpsons quote. Do you not remember that?
Well, yeah. That's an English quote. I think the last time my dear friend Tom was here... That's what he mentioned.
He got it from The Simpsons, honey.
You don't know that.
Her name is Val, not honey.
Thank you.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Tom also refers to them as peach stones, so we can't trust him for anything.
Well, we can't trust you for anything either.
Yeah, but at least I'm honest about it. When Batman and Robin start the episode, they are... caught in a giant coffee cup.
Caught in a trap?
Like a mouse in a cage. They,
You'll never know!
It's
a Nick quote, and he doesn't listen unless he's on the podcast, so we talk about him all the time, and he has no idea.
Of course, well, he has it coming, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All along. If you'd have been there. And you'd have seen it. You would have seen Batman and Robin caught in a coffee cup. about to get dripped acid on from a giant, can't help but get you. You're still hearing it
from
in your
a
head,
giant percolator.
From a giant percolator. Percolator.
No.
I hardly know a later.
What?
I don't know.
That doesn't even make sense.
Moving on.
Neither does this podcast, but yet tens of people still listen
tens
every week.
Tens of people! I know your listenership has gone up at least 100%.
That's right. From squat to squat and a half. They,
right.
They're about to get dripped on by real acid, and they...
It's a real thing in Gotham.
Yeah.
I know. They've got buckets of acid just everywhere.
Oh, you sound so bitter.
I am bitter. This show is making me so bitter. It's so...
It's driving her to drink tonic water.
I know. Well, I mean, I figured I should probably take it easy. I'm on a diet.
Diet tonic water.
Your diet tonic water. Moving on.
And the Batman tells Robin to scoot to the side of the coffee mug because he's going to wait for the slight trickle of acid that comes out before it pours.
Because that's, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's always sense. A little trickle before the flow starts going.
For some of us.
Holly just looks like she's bursting.
It's the pre-acid.
Yeah. Which is sweeter than the real thing, from what I hear.
Ew.
That's what I hear.
Is that what Batman said?
Ben, let's...
Yeah, he said it's even better than the real thing. But he still hasn't found what he's looking for.
Oh, God. Ben, can we move on from smegma, please?
Ugh.
So, Batman...
It's the tonsil stones of junk.
Ooh.
The Tonsil Stones of Junk is the name of my garage band.
This conversation took a turn.
It was already in the gutter.
Probably. Well,
no, it was in the coffee mug. And they, Batman says he's going to use the trickle of acid to
the pre-acid
to burn through the ropes. You're supposed to warn them before you full acid on them. and they, especially if it's going to get in their hair, they
time it just right, apparently, because that's a thing that happens.
Yes, and they escape.
Like all the times.
Batman throws his Batarang and turns off the master switch, which is conveniently within Batarang range.
He also had a little acid on his shirt.
Yep. And Robin... After they escape, Robin becomes momentarily self-aware and asks if it seems odd how they keep getting out of these things, like somebody's planning them.
Maybe he's just trying to see if Batman's onto him.
Maybe. Or he's become self-aware and now he's Deadpool.
Right? He knows he's a pawn in the story of the grand scheme of things. And he probably knows Stan Lee personally.
I would bet.
Except that Stan Lee was Marvel and this is DC.
Super don't care. Everyone knows Stan Lee.
Well, if he's Kaiser So saying, I'm guessing you probably know Stan Lee, too.
Yeah. That's true. Then we cut to the Gotham Jewel Exchange, where the Batagonian woman is about to sell the Batagonian cat's eye opals. And she explains that each bag is worth $650,000, so let's start the bidding at $750,000. That's not how auctioning works. You don't shout out a value and then go, but we're going to start the bidding $100,000 more than that.
But remember, as they were jumping out of the coffee cup, Batman and Robin very adamantly said, this is real life.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the real thing that happens in real life.
Yeah, well, it's a real thing in Gotham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Catwoman shows up at the auction and says, I'll take the lot for nothing.
With her cadre who all looks like guys from Hot Dog and a Stick.
Yes.
For no reason. They're like the oldest college freshmen in the world. One guy is balding.
But you can tell that they're freshmen because they're wearing their freshman beanies.
That's something from the last episode.
Yes. Freshman beanies is a real thing in Gotham.
And one
Shut
of them's,
up, Ben!
One of them's a greaser that clearly owns like a like retro motorcycle shop or something.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a pedophile ring.
That too. I'm sure that's part of it. They, you know, the motorcycle
shop. Just a ring
shop
the rest of the outfit? Just... It's not like a class ring.
Yes.
Make you rather easy to identify, wouldn't it?
Isn't that the point?
No, because you... But
Let's get to Freddy the Frenchie Fink.
Wait, she yells on your knees, Knaves, in this scene.
Oh, right.
She
also, knees, Knaves.
She also says actually something that I really quite liked, which is the female auctioneer goes, Catwoman, and she responds, in the fur. And I'm like, okay, kind
of
like it.
That just reminded me of 70s Bush.
I know. I thought of pussy as well.
I have no problem with that at all. It reminded me of the same thing, but that's why I liked it.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't have the balls to say it.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Balls.
You're doing it wrong.
I don't think we are.
No, you don't jerk the... Work the shaft, not the balls.
I don't know. Some guys like both. Right, yeah. Don't be so blushy.
Sorry.
Ben's never going to have you on the podcast again.
I disagree.
I'll have you on the podcast every night.
Baby.
I'll use the bat plugs. And they...
But I like... yet.
I know, but I like the bat plugs.
What about the bunny tail?
No one likes the bunny tail.
I'd be willing to give it a try for 50 bucks.
Oh, 50 bucks.
Really?
No!
I really thought it would cost more to get you to try it, Holly.
No!
Why, are you offering more?
Everybody send your dollars to Julie Taymor, Carabano on the Edge.
@gmail.com. I got that. I was so proud of myself.
I believe you. I didn't know that was your email address. That's the most...
It is now. As of last week.
As of last week, it's Julie Taymor.
C-O.
Bono on the Edge. @gmail.com.
Jesus.
It's so long. It's great.
So Catwoman makes off with the three bags full of cat's eye diamonds. I know.
Opals.
I heard it too.
Opals.
Cat's eye opals. Yes, but Holly is hearing Baba Black Sheep in her head now because I said three bags full. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She is. And they...
One for...
Master. One for Madame.
No, one for the fence. One for the freshman. I don't know. Okay, move on.
For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. Holly is knocking CDs off like a petulant cat whenever I do something she doesn't like.
I ever tell you about the time Scott threw a pillow off my bed and he goes, I'm being a cat. And I went, no, you're not. And then I took the pillow out from under his head, kept direct eye contact, and then I dropped it off the bed. And he goes... Yeah, that's way meaner.
Like, I know. Then did you dig your claws into his lap?
Claws. No.
I feel like he should
and
have.
He loves hot dogs.
Hot dogs!
This is where Robin says, holy bijou.
Which is got that a, what he says?
Yes. And he's praised by Batman because bijou is French for diamond.
Yes? Jewel. Bijou or jewel or jewels.
There you go. And... I thought Jewel was famous French for busty collar. Nope. How many? Toy boat. I thought Jewel was French for busty country singer.
Snaggletoothed country singer.
Exit stage left, Ethan.
Oh. Songs from Alaskan Vans.
That was harsh and amazing. I want you to ghostwrite a biography about her. It be called...
Write songs from an Alaskan van.
Yes.
Hey, if she'll pay me $100,000, I'll do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Apparently, the cat's eye opals, last episode were just referred to as being bad luck in and of themselves. But this episode are specifically bad luck to anyone that steals them. And... this is where we cut to French Freddy's Fencing Academy, where Catwoman goes to a fence to fence her goods.
At a fencing academy.
Yes.
With Fencing Freddy the Frenchy Fink.
Yep. Who, in what is exceedingly unsanitary...
Oh, God, why?
This is the worst. Carbo-loading out of his fencing mask.
Yes, he's cooking pasta, and then he uses his fencing mask as a strainer.
There's so much face sweat in there.
And it's
well, that
never
way he doesn't
cleaned.
Have to salt the water.
And his head sweat.
It just gives it more flavor.
It's so gross.
It's pretty gnarly. And it's like a huge thing of pasta. It's like at least 2 boxes of fettuccine or something.
Oh, it's awful. And he's just pouring what looks like a baker's flour sifter full of what I assumed was one side Parmesan, the other side salt.
Yeah.
Onto his food. Because, you know, that's how you make fancy French cuisine.
Right, seriously.
When you're spaghetti. French Freddy's fencing academy.
Yes. French Freddy refuses to fence the opals because they're too hot. And Catwoman, what's up?
Nothing. I couldn't read my own note.
Ah. And they leave. Catwoman and the goons leave. And we cut to Captain Courageous.
Ugh.
In Commissioner Gordon's office being chastised like a 5-year-old. Because Commissioner Gordon literally tells him, now tell Batman what you said to me. And Captain Courageous is forced to apologize. And then...
I missed that.
I
was too excited that O'Hara was there.
Yes. Chief O'Hara's back this episode. And Commissioner Gordon says that he's going to call Bruce Wayne, because if you remember from last episode, Bruce Wayne is Catwoman's parole officer. And Batman goes, cool, while you're doing that, mind if I use the Batphone?
For something completely not related to this.
In any way.
Nothing. Nothing. Inconspicuous. And he calls Alfred and explains that Alfred needs to use... Did you catch the name of the gadget? I didn't catch the name. But basically the
I like Val's name for it.
What was Val's name for it?
It's the CNC response machine.
Oh, yeah.
Which I referred to as the Bat CNC machine.
It is the Bat CNC.
I wrote down that Stephen Hawking would sound way cooler with Adam West's voice.
I'm sure it could be arranged.
But Alfred then goes to a typewriter and starts typing in, and in a mechanical... robotic voice, Adam West's voice, goes back into the phone, which Commissioner Gordon does not recognize at all as being fabricated. And
it sounds like this, Ben, you asshole.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone.
It's not even that smooth. It literally sounds like those CNC machines that we had when we were like 5 and 6 years old.
The cow says... Hello, Commissioner.
Oh, wait, CNC or speak and spell?
I don't know. I remember what they looked like. They were those little, like, red and yellow rectangular plastic machines with the keyboard and the little hand.
Speak and spell.
Is it?
Yeah.
CNC, like, the cow says moo.
Yeah.
I like mine better.
No, that's what you were talking about. You were just calling it the wrong thing.
Yeah, I suppose it's a matter of semantics.
But after Commissioner Gordon hangs
up... Welcome to this podcast!
I know, right?
That's where all the characters from your game, they get up to crazy shenanigans, right? They have sim antics?
Anyway, so Alfred is asked to run a background check.
Yes.
And he goes to the well-known criminals file. And that's what it says above the well-known criminals file. This is the well-known criminals file.
Which spits out a little card that says that Fast Freddy, not Fast Freddy, but French Freddy.
Maybe he's Fast Freddy. You don't know.
You don't know his life.
It would be so sad for him.
He cooked that pasta pretty fast.
He did cook that pasta real fast.
When they hang up the phone, Commissioner Gordon, again, somebody else in this episode, almost reaches a level of awareness of a normal human being and says, you know, every time I talk to Bruce Wayne, I think of you, Batman.
I'm talking to you.
In fact, I once thought you two were the same person. But this robotic phone call clearly proves otherwise.
Your discreet conversation on the bat phone.
Yes. This is where they find out, that French Freddy is... his name is French Freddy Touche.
Oh, God.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Get off the stage.
And they... Don't yell at me. I'm just repeating it. They, this is where Captain Courageous then comments on how even in L.A. they've heard of Batman and how great he is. But in the last episode, Captain Courageous didn't know who he was and arrested him.
Yeah.
That bugs the shit out of me. Where is Annie? She is not doing her job for continuity in the script.
There's no continuity.
Annie, your time travel sucks right now.
I don't think she can time travel then.
Well, maybe Annie just got the flu.
Maybe she was off that week. Yeah. Vacation.
She got smallpox from the blankets. Oh, no, that's further back in time. Never mind.
Anyway, Catwoman makes a call, or he one of them calls Catwoman.
What?
Oh, no, they because... go, Batman and Robin go to Fast Freddy. That's what happens this at this point.
Uh-huh.
This is where I wrote down that Fast Freddy has a
you
lisp.
You said Fat Freddy.
Fast Freddy, nope. Because he's not
French
Fast
Freddy.
French Freddy. French Freddy has a lisp.
That's not surprising.
Has a beret.
I wonder if raspberry? His asshole has a lisp.
And a raspberry beret.
Alone if you have a bat plug in it.
Right? We missed the bat plugs are coming up.
Yeah.
And after Batman and Robin go visit French Freddy, and basically Batman goes, I know you're working with Catwoman. And he goes, no. And Robin goes, why don't we do something about it? Batman goes, no, he's innocent until proven guilty. Let's leave. And they walk away. And we cut to Catwoman's lair. And she is cold calling fences in Gotham. Just like, hey, you want to buy these opals? I got opals.
You want some opals?
That's right. Hey, you know what you could use? You could use some opals. And everybody says no. Fast Freddy.
No, I bet French they Freddy. Say no thank you.
You think so? You think mm-hmm. they're that polite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the 60s.
It's Gotham.
And politeness is a real thing in Gotham. And they...
in the 60s it was.
French Freddy comes up and...
Thank you very much for the call.
Click. French Freddy comes in and that's how Batman says goodbye.
Your Christian Bale needs a little work.
Your Christian Bale needs a little work.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but you guys only get Christian Bale from The Machinist, so there.
Oh, no, you can see his heartbeat in his chest.
Yep, too bad.
Not
yeah,
okay.
That's pretty
He's
gross.
He's sickly.
He is. I mean, I don't want to snap him like a twig.
No. I have very powerful thighs.
Right?
Yeah.
I can crack walnuts.
His stomach made the same noise as your mouth parts.
Well, that's because you're so rumbly in your tumbly.
I am all rumblies in my tumbly.
Really? Yeah. We need some more dinner that way.
No, it's not hungry rumblies. It's like, oh, we ate so many food rumblies.
Oh, got it. Okay.
She has to do her stoutness exercises now.
I know. I do. That's where I turn my body around, but my head stays at the mirror.
It's okay. We'll talk about that in PooCast.
That's very exorcist of you.
No, that's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
When she ups, down, and touch the ground, it puts her in the mood to up, down, touch the ground for food.
Watch my head spin.
I am short, fat.
All of that.
Proud of that.
Proud of that. I'm like, fine with that. I'm like, wait, no, yeah. That's way too passive.
Pooh Bear teaches children about positive body image. Anyway, French Freddy shows up. And basically explains
Ben Stein
that there's no way they're going to be able to fence the opals. So what they should do is they should turn them in for the reward, and he'll take a third, and they'll take the other two thirds. Which, gotta say, pretty solid plan.
At some point in this scene, Catwoman refers to Batman as that dirty, rotten guy.
That's in a moment after they find out that the opals are, in fact, zirconia.
Covered in cherry paste.
Cherry frosting.
Was it frosting? I thought it was paste. Paste replicas.
He said,
they're paste replicas. It was frosting.
Yeah, he calls it cherry frost. And bad cherry frosting at that.
Low quality.
Yeah, they kind of look like wax lips.
They look like wax lips.
I'll wax your lips. And they
with what? Wax?
Does it need it?
Go on, do it.
Holly, is this what you feel like every week?
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice then. I'm glad you're happy to be here.
Yes.
Come.
And they, we cut to Commissioner Gordon's office where two things are going on. One, the lady auctioneer is creepily rubbing her chest as she talks about how smart Batman
she
is.
She was creepily rubbing her chest.
But then Batman was also leaning his junk into her as she was sitting down.
That's when she was speaking into the mic.
That very right. literally was thing number two happening in that right. scene.
It was bigger than Jairus Bulge in Labyrinth.
False.
Well, it's true. Jareth's bulge talked.
That was its own character.
Yeah, but you know what? But you know what? There was some dancing magic going on in this scene.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Dancing blue satin magic.
Blue satin magic? That's the name of your lounge album.
No, that's our blueberry pie.
Blue satin magic?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it'll be super tasty. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. It'll have like a chocolate satin bottom.
Ooh.
And then
chocolate satin bottom is my club name.
Okay.
Do you do that act with bat plugs? Because I think you do.
You know what? How I perform is my business.
Chicken glitter.
Chicken glitter? I hardly know her.
Ugh.
You've made that joke a lot today.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a manager at work that's been on leave for a while, and he makes that joke all the time. I kind of miss him.
Oh, okay.
Oy vey.
I knew there had to be a reason he was acting out.
Toby, if you're out there, I
Toby,
miss
you. Toby, can you hear me?
I was thinking actually somewhere out there, but that works too. Is it creepy to sing to my manager?
Somewhere out there beneath the hackneyed jokes.
Val, I thought we were having a moment.
We were,
and then you ruined it.
One peculiar passing moment. That was my Sondheim reference for the night.
Can we get to the part where we talk about Catwoman's VPL?
We can talk about that all day.
Bad she guy. Has a shipping service?
Oh my god. But no, that's how we ship our pies. It's Catwoman VPL.
I'm sorry, honey. It's delicious, but your pie has VPL.
No. Anyway.
In the fur?
But seriously, Catwoman's VPL was fully on display. I'm like, they didn't have G-strings in those days.
Only on guitars.
Nice. That was a solid joke, Ben. Good job.
I appreciate the humor in that.
You're almost as funny as Data.
And our second guest tonight, Holly's tummy.
It's very loud.
This is where Catwoman's hired goon comes in and gives Batman a note that says, Batman, I know your sense of fair play means you'll let my henchman go.
Brown.
What can Brown do for you? Deliver notes. Basically. And what?
Oh, I thought you were making a Brown note.
Joke. Are you making another delivery service joke?
No, I got it.
It's UPS's, it's VPL's stolen tech phrase. Logan? No, Logan is Wolverine. And it says, meet me at the Sherlock's Home Real Estate Development in, did anybody catch the suburb? I didn't write it down.
It is in suburban Norchester.
Yeah. In suburban Norchester, alone. And we'll work something out.
But don't bring Robin.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to seduce Batman in the Brady house.
Yeah. So Batman gets to what is really close to the Brady house. Like, actually close. And the whole point of the entire...
Like, next door.
Yeah, basically.
The whole point of the entire scene is Catwoman saying, let's boink. And Batman saying, I'm enough of a horn dog that I might not be able to say no.
Yeah.
That was the whole scene.
Basically.
And then she says she'll kill Robin.
Yep. He asks, what about Robin if we run a gateway together? She's like, we'll have him killed. Painlessly, of course.
I like it.
I was
it's
down.
It's sweet.
Yeah, it's thoughtful.
And Batman's like, you can't take my side piece.
Yeah. And, well, isn't she technically the side piece?
Well, she would be taking over, so.
Oh, she.
Right. The mistress is throwing out the wife.
Yeah.
Which is super rude.
So rude.
I know. But then Catwoman starts getting all pissy that Batman isn't dead yet.
Yeah, because she had been using eau de chat, which I know is French for cat, but I almost, when my brain went,
no.
She's trying to kill him with poo smell?
Basically, it is eau de chat, and they probably sell it at Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think they sell it in the Pine Sol bottle? Remember with the Mexican perfume?
Oh, right. Authentic Mexican perfume.
Authentic. It was in a bottle, like.
No, it was imported, wasn't it? Imported Mexican.
It was in Joker, a Pine Sol bottle.
Yeah, Joker gave his girlfriend imported Mexican perfume.
Yeah.
I wonder if it had a worm in it. Do we check?
Oh, God. So it's at this point the bat plugs are introduced.
Yes. Batman explains that he's been wearing bat plugs the entire time.
I have bat plugs up my nose, Catwoman.
Have been delivering him fresh air. So they must be filtered bat plugs.
Well, yeah.
Yes, but they're bat plugs.
Which is when Catwoman says she's going to have to use her catrate on him.
The proper pronunciation is catrate.
Which I still think is an Italian singer with his balls cut off.
I'm sure that was the goal of the entire scene.
Mm-hmm. So we have our onomatopoeia fight.
Zam, crash, vronk, pow, wham, bam.
How did Thank we get you, here first? Vronk.
Right.
And did you know that my dad used to say onomatopoeia? Weirded me out every single time.
Can we Please open go. A chicken restaurant called Onomatopoeia?
I like it.
I like it too.
It's true. It's a.
Can we have the tagline that our chicken is unclucking believable?
Yes. Yes, we may.
God.
Or go cluck yourself.
Right. Well, that's what we say to people when they leave.
Gotcha.
Here's your chicken. Go cluck yourself.
I would eat at this place every day, and it's my restaurant.
But then I'd be waiting for the one customer that comes in and goes, "Ooh, that's muy picante."
Then we would tell them to cluck off.
Yes, precisely.
Our chicken is clucked up.
All of our staff are clucked up. What? I can ride your coattails anytime I want. You ride mine all the time.
It's a fact.
That's because your coattails are fun. And you go fast enough that I can water ski. Whee!
Well, as long as you're getting some exercise, dear.
Sorry, Cat Rade, mouth talking. Right, so after the...
Like, opposed to what?
Body talk.
My tummy's talking.
So, or jive talking.
Talking to me?
Stewardess, I speak jive. They,
I speak jive.
Did you know that the song... Wait, sorry, interesting tidbit. Did you know that the Bee Gees, being Brits, did not understand that jive talking was a bad thing?
Aren't they Australian?
Who the fuck cares? They sound weird. They thought jive talking was a good thing.
Yeah.
So they wrote the song not understanding what jive talking was. In the same way that...
How did they find out?
I think I was going to say Beastie Boys, but that's not it. The Village People told them, I think.
That must have been a fun conversation.
John Lennon wrote I Am the Walrus thinking that the walrus was the good guy in that poem for Alice in Wonderland.
Whoops.
Yep.
He ate all the oysters.
Right.
Yeah.
Literary misunderstandings.
Ooh, that's a good podcast.
We should get Dorothy Parker onto it. She's a rock man.
She's a rock man.
And they,
excuse me.
Catwoman runs off.
No, last time I was listening, sorry, sidebar. I listened to last week's podcast. Uh-huh. And I need to apologize because I did nothing but snuff. Like, my nose was all snuffed up and I scream sneezed.
Were you debating?
Into the microphone.
Like our president-elect, were you debating? And every
Yeah, I felt like I was. I don't know, I didn't watch him because it was a nightmare.
Oh, he had the coke sniffles in all of the debates. Mm. To the point where Carrie Fisher went, yep, that guy's on coke.
Oh, nice.
And she would know.
She would.
Right. You know, licking the teeth and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sorry, back to Batman.
Catwoman runs out to her Cadillac and is looking for her car keys.
And but she can never find typical woman.
And Batman...
Shameful.
Sidles into the convertible and then leans back like she's going to draw him like one of her fancy French girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And starts talking to her. And they start mouth-talking a little bit. Not as bad as the malt shop in the last... But they start mouth-talking a little bit, again, about how they could totally be a thing if one of them wasn't a good guy and one of them wasn't a bad guy. He says... He makes a comment about, no, because you don't walk the straight and narrow. And she says she walks the crooked and wide, which just sounds awful.
Yeah. Crooked and wide.
Crooked and Wide is the name of my British comedy duo. And they, we cut to...
I thought that was a favorite of your... I thought that was the name of your...
Did we just have a flashback?
Yeah, we were... I thought that was the name of your favorite Saturday morning puppet show.
Crooked and Wide?
Yeah.
I would watch that puppet
show. I know you would.
It's a Cockney act.
Yeah, of course. It's like Punch and Judy. You're putting it in the wrong place. Oh, he meant like a knee.
Right, or sex. One of those.
And
I don't... Knee sex?
And a Canine male sex. Chicken.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't clucking believe you. And they, we cut to Commissioner Gordon's office. No, Warden Crichton's office, pardon me. Where Catwoman is sitting next to Bruce Wayne. And Warden Crichton is having a crisis of conscience.
Right.
Because his way doesn't seem to be working.
He refers to it as my modern penological practices.
Yes.
Yeah, good. They suck.
Kind of.
But then Catwoman says she's the exception, not the rule. And he's rehabilitated so many people.
So who? Name one.
Right.
The Joker.
Nope.
Don't beat up on yourself. The Penguin.
Nope.
Riddler.
Nope.
Scarecrow.
No, he's not in this.
Not even a little bit?
Not even a little bit.
Sir, not appearing in this television show.
So maybe him.
What about, oh, right, wasn't it Egghead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, not rehabilitated in the slightest.
King Tut?
Nope.
Well, yes. Until he gets hit on the head again.
Yeah.
Robin Hood? Is there a Robin Hood dude?
There is a Robin Hood.
Didn't we watch that episode a while back?
Yes.
Okay. Not him either.
Or the minstrel.
The minstrel.
I know. He only shows up once a month for 3 to 7 days. I
a wandering minstrel, I am a thing of threads and patches. That guy?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Whip a little Gilbert and Sullivan on this podcast.
I know. I'm classing it up. You're welcome.
You're welcome for me classing up this damn joint.
Exactly.
And
I didn't think I sounded that good.
Was there a joke at the end of this episode at all? Or did it just stop?
I think it just stopped.
Mercifully.
Yeah.
I think the joke was I was reading an article during that last scene.
And that was the end of the episode. So we have reached the all-important plugging hour. Valerie, is there anything you want to plug?
Apart from the bat plugs?
So look for Valerie's new line of designer bat plugs coming to a store near you.
You can use them anywhere.
Nostrils and other holes. You can find Holly on Twitter, Instagram, and
Facebook.
That's the one. At _awkwardblonde, which is especially awkward since she's a redhead.
Yeah.
And you can find the podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Batmania66. You can email us at batmania66mail@gmail.com.
Or
you can email Holly at Julie Taymor, C-O, Bono in the Edge, @gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. That'll help other people find us. And if you're super enjoying the podcast, go to Podomatic.com and feel free to give us a little bit of scratch, because that is how we pay for the podcast each month.
Like Catwoman.
Yes. The cat, yeah.
We take 50s and 20s.
And coins. We're not greedy.
And ben balls of yarn.
Ben, if we get... For every $10 we get... I will post a video of Ben dancing.
And for every $15 we get, I'll post a video of Ben dancing.
Ooh, good job.
I know. That's fantastic. And you can request the tunes he dances to.
And the dances I dance.
Ooh.
First dance, the lambada.
Followed by the penetrada.
All by myself. To the song, All by Myself. And you can join us next week for our next episode, which is
Ben Chokes to Death and Dies.
Episode 85.
Finally.
A Piece of the Action, which then leads to episode 86, Batman's Satisfaction.
Ooh.
He can't get now.
Oh, and it's a it's a villain called Colonel Gum, which may mean that this is a Green Hornet crossover episode, because Colonel Gum is actually a Green Hornet villain. So we might get Bruce Lee as Kato.
What?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So join us next time.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's the
same bat time.
I'm going to keep interrupting.
Same bad channel.
Interruption. Don't
did
goodbye.
Bye.
Penis. In the fur.
Oh, in the fur.